Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. It is the end of the week here on Political Coffee, and you know what that means? It means I, as your benevolent dictator talk show host. Yes, that's what I am, folks. You got to admit what you are, right? I determine during the week what the topics of the show are. But you know, on Fridays, I extend to you the freedom, since we love freedom, to call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be what's on my plate. What do you want to get off your chest, maybe? Something just bugging you, and you want to say it? You want to put it out there? This is your day. Then you know how easy it is. You just pick up the phone and give me a call. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Lots to talk about that is going on out there. What do you think about the story that was actually yesterday? I didn't get to it yesterday, but tens of thousands of unemployed Oregonians stand to lose their benefits when the COVID, that extra $300 a week that's keeping people home and not seeking a job, that's going to expire even in Oregon in September. What do you want to bet Kate renews it? Well, it's actually expiring from the federal level, so she can't. But you know she would. Isn't it about time? I mean, with record numbers of job openings in Oregon, everywhere you go, don't you see help wanted signs? And the economy's improving. But now, are they going to use the excuse of a resurgence of COVID? Because now it is the Delta variant, and there are others out there. You know, there's a great story, by the way, and I want to say thanks to Gateway Pundit. The Postal Workers Union has said no, officially, to Biden's supposed mandate that he was going to do yesterday. I guess he didn't. The mandatory vaccination for all federal employees, including postal workers. The union's saying, not doing it. They put out a press release. Nope, they're not going to do it. 220,000 postal workers. Now, do you think that they cave to Joe Biden? I guarantee you they are. And those are probably the discussions that are happening right now. But here's an interesting little statistic. My old buddy, Wayne Allen Root, he has a show on Newsmax TV. Las Vegas businessman, odds maker, and he is a friend. He wrote a piece and it says, I know exactly who's to blame for the new wave of COVID. And it ain't unvaccinated Americans. Isn't that what we're hearing now? Joe Biden said, Dr. Fauci saying the CDC is publicly blaming those of us who've chosen not to get the shot. And it is a lie. They're blaming us for the new wave of COVID. Is that true, or could it be? Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens streaming across the southern border. We are on pace right now, according to his piece in Gateway Pundit. We are on pace to have 2 million illegal aliens come across the border in just Joe Biden's first year. Now, I want you to think about that. That is a city the size of Las Vegas that Wayne Allyn Root lives in. Actually, lives in Henderson, but that doesn't matter. How many of these people, he asks, are carrying and spreading COVID? 50,000 illegal aliens, he writes, crossed the border and were released into the U.S. without any court hearing, with no masks, no vaccines, no contact tracing. They were told to report to ICE, of course. According to Axios, the super uber liberal leftist website news reporting group, only 13% of them actually did. How many of them have COVID? In fact, it's so bad that Governor Abbott, as you know, in Texas, has issued an executive order giving them the authority to stop any vehicle, including federal vehicles, that are carrying illegal aliens through the state of Texas. So who's to blame? Are you and I, the unvaccinated, assuming you are we to blame for the resurgence of COVID? By the way, there's a fantastic victory in Columbia County for your Second Amendment rights. We'll get to that. There's some interesting headlines out there. Some very interesting headlines across America. We'll get into that. And a few other things, but of course, this is Freedom Friday. That means that we go to your phone calls early and more often to give you the chance to sound off on whatever you want to get off your chest today. And it's really easy on Freedom Fridays. You just pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Corby sent me an email about the shot. Said, sadly, even though there are many deaths from the shot, the FDA is supposed to approve the shot formally sometime in September. Yeah, they'll ram it through, no doubt. Let's go to the phones. It's Freedom Friday. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning. How are you, brother?
Hey, happy Friday, Jeff.
Looking forward to you.
Another heat wave. Everybody make sure your cooling systems are working. Get a hold of Freedom in Air. If they're not, free commercial there.
Thank you.
It's come out now that the vaccine truly, and I was listening to Charlie Kirk last night and other people, but this vaccine is actually not a vaccine. It's a therapeutic, just like remdesivir and the other things. And so, obviously, if you get the poke and it doesn't kill you, for all the reasons that it is killing people, then it does not protect you from getting the virus if you're exposed to a person who has had it. And we know right. A lot of illegal aliens do have it and are spreading the disease. But, you know, I find it very interesting, that they're pushing the shots so these pharmaceuticals can make millions of dollars for a fraudulent claim, which is now coming out, that it's a vaccine and it kills the virus. Well, it doesn't do that, Jeff. It just protects you from getting sicker than what you would if you didn't have the vaccine, just like the remdesivir and the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc and all that kind of stuff. And so it's the great fraud to make these pharmaceuticals rich and making money at our expense.
There's a story, Art, about that in the Epoch Times today. Here's the headline, Art. It says AstraZeneca lost money on its COVID-19 vaccine in the first half of 2021. I don't see how that's possible with the huge amounts of money that the federal government has been shoving at them for these vaccines. That has to be some very creative accounting. I think it's spin, and I think exactly what you've said is actually going on. I think in the end, at the end of 2021, Art, here's what we're going to see. All of these pharmaceutical companies that have engaged in these experimental use vaccines, COVID vaccines, are going to have enormous profits. That's what I think.
Well, yeah, but the big thing here, Jeff, is that we are being lied to. And,
yes.
You know, according to the law, they can sort of try to make you get a vaccine, but they can't force you to use their therapeutic versus another therapeutic. That is clearly yours and your doctor's decision and not the federal government. And so we'll see how all this plays out. But, you know, it's the great fraud, Jeff. And, you know, it just pisses me off because I have the right to choose what therapeutic, if I get the disease, I want to use. Not the one that the federal government wants me to use so they can line the pockets of the pharmaceuticals.
You're right. Hey, Art, thank you. I appreciate you sounding off today.
God bless.
I appreciate it. Have a marvelous weekend. Stay cool today. And since Art was talking about Freedom Heating and Air, because they can keep you cool today, I might as well remind you, if you're not very cool today, yesterday, you know, was 100 degrees. Today's going to be 100 degrees. If you suffered through yesterday, why don't you call Freedom Heating and Air? They can come out immediately and fix it. It's one of the things they pride themselves on. It's a business that's been very successful in Salem for well over 40 years. Emergency services. They're really good at it. Give them a call, 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. You can also check out all of their great services and their blog at freedomheatingandair.net. That's all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. 503-580-1456. Don't suffer through another hot day. Be cool today. Hey, Ryan, I want to say thanks to you for sending me the story about Wayne Allen Root, my old buddy. And he is my friend, folks. I've had lots of personal interactions with Wayne. He's a libertarian, but that's fine. He was a huge Trump supporter and still is. But thank you, Ryan, for sharing that piece by Wayne Allen Root in the gate, and it's in the gatewaypundit.com, and I'll have it up on the show plan today. All right, friends, it is Freedom Friday. What's on your mind today? Something you just got to get off your chest? Call me, 503-589-1220. Our Buick GMC Talk, man. I'll put you on the air right away. 6:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you on Freedom Friday. Freedom Friday meaning that's your day, your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. It's on your mind today. You got something that's just you just need to get it off your chest. This is your day. And you can call me, 503-589-1220 again. Or you send me an email, to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, Avis, thank you for the humor, the picture you sent me. I won't share with you what it is, but it is hilarious. It truly is. But she also sent me the, well, you know, we hear a lot about the Nuremberg Code. Well, and thank you. This is out of the British Medical Journal. This has to do with vaccination, folks. And the introduction is simply this, and I'll just read it to you because I think it's instructive for you to hear this. The judgment by the War Crimes Tribunal at Nuremberg, the late mid-1940s, after World War II, laid down 10 standards to which physicians, doctors, must conform when carrying out experiments on human subjects in a new code that is now accepted worldwide. Now, this is British Medical Journal. This was written in 1996. They continue, this judgment established a new standard of ethical medical behavior for the post-World War II human rights era. Amongst other requirements, this document enunciates the requirement of voluntary informed consent to human subject. Principle of voluntary informed consent protects the right of the individual to control his own body. This code also recognizes the risk must be weighed against the expected benefit and that unnecessary pain and suffering must be avoided. This code recognizes that doctors should avoid actions that injure human patients. The principles established by this code for medical practice now have been extended into general codes of medical ethics. And then it goes on to describe. Now, again, this is a British Medical Journal article from December 7th of 1996. Imagine yourself if you are a doctor and you truly believe, as many physicians do, that the mRNA vaccines do alter human DNA and do injure human patients. Now, there's a Gateway Pundit story today about that very thing. And lots of people are having adverse reactions. I have a friend who had an adverse reaction. So there you go. I said yesterday that I believe the Nuremberg Code is being cited in some federal lawsuits against mandates. Now, I don't know if it is in Oregon with the Department of Corrections worker who is suing the state of Oregon for the mandate that all DOC employees have to be vaccinated. We talked about that. Yesterday, we talked about the fact that Joe Biden was expected, although I haven't read that he did. Yesterday, he was supposed to issue the mandate that all federal employees have to be vaccinated. And then, of course, we talk about this today, how the Postal Workers Union says, no, we are not going to do that. We're going to resist that. Now, that's my guess as to why Joe Biden didn't do it yesterday. It's probably other workers, federal workers unions are also objecting. And the White House is no doubt behind the scenes trying to figure this all out. So here's an interesting question. In fact, Peter Doocy of Fox News literally yesterday asked this question of Jen Psaki, the apologist for Joe Biden. So if vaccines work, how come you are recommending that people wear masks again indoors if vaccines work? The problem is they don't work, and we know it. This is another thing that Wayne Allyn Root points out. It's just logic. You can see it with your own eyes. Here's what he writes about in his piece in the Gateway Pundit. New York Yankees players who were vaccinated have COVID. An NFL coach who is vaccinated has COVID. Olympic athletes, since the Olympics are on, who were vaccinated, have COVID. Those Texas Democrat lawmakers who left the state to deny quorum, many of them have COVID. The White House is apparently, and we're hearing stories about this, is hiding a large outbreak of COVID amongst their vaccinated staffers. We'll go on with that, but as I said, it's Freedom Friday. Let's go right to the phones. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. I keep hearing about how the vaccine, the mRNA or whatever, changes you genetically. I haven't read the story. I've just been hearing it. So what does it change it to? Does anybody know? I mean, does it turn us into cyborgs or?
No, I think there is evidence that it does alter DNA. Now, the question is,
do what?
Well, exactly. I don't know. And I don't know that anyone who's making that claim knows,
okay.
Which is, again, now, if it were research scientists, doctors making the claim, and some have, then, in fact, I'll tell you what I'll do, Kathy, over the bottom of the hour break here, I'll look at that quickly, because I know some research scientists have said it does alter, and there's videos by various physicians who practice in this area of research and so forth that are saying it does, and I think that they have given examples of it. So we'll look at that over the break, and I'll try to answer your question. It's a valid question, by the way. What does it really mean?
Okay.
Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate it. 6:30 in the morning, folks. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Be back in a moment.
Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about today. Doesn't have to be anything I'm talking about. It's easy. Pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220, which is the Power of Your GMC talk line. Or send me an email to Jeff, KSLM.news, or Jeff at 1220.am. Yes, I have two. And I look at them both. In answer to Kathy's story, by the way, or her question, just a quick perusal of the DuckDuckGo search engine, which is what I use. I don't use Google. There's lots of stories that address this issue. Can it alter DNA, the COVID-19? And they're all debunked, it says. There's a couple of MSN stories, COVIDvaccinehub.org articles. No, it can't alter your... But then there's a story posted in April of this year. Researchers from Harvard, that's how you say it, University of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, both pretty prestigious, aren't they, are warning that messenger RNA technology has the capability to forever alter recipients' genomic DNA, making them more susceptible to disease and death. And there are others there. Now, the official, and again, you would think that all of this is, if in fact it does alter DNA, And the prevailing attitude is that no, it doesn't. That they're gonna not allow you to find a lot of stories about this, but there are some that are out there. So, if you have that, two prestigious universities, Harvard and MIT, warning that it could alter your DNA, making you more susceptible to death, okay, then why would you take the risk? It's worth thinking about. And I will post this story, because there are two stories, Harvard University and Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Their December preprint paper contains findings about wild coronaviruses that challenge, and isn't that what we're seeing now? Challenge the CDC's narrative that synthetic mRNA cannot alter cell nuclei where DNA resides. This paper also reportedly questions the CDC claim that cells get rid of synthetic mRNA soon after it is finished using the program instructions. Huh? Anyway, it's all interesting. But if that is the case, why are they now saying that you have to get these booster shots? Pfizer, you got to get their vaccine. Says you got to get booster shots. Anyway, I'll post this article if it will let me post it on Facebook. And also, if you are, again, a postal worker, your union today, reaction of yesterday, said, we oppose Joe Biden's mandated vaccines. How's that make you feel? Union standing up for you the right way? Anything else you want to talk about today? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Two things. Just listening to your two points, listening to what you're saying, if this mRNA can alter things and make you susceptible to disease, wouldn't that be beneficial to the pharmaceutical companies who would then have you hooked on their drugs for the rest of your life?
Yes. It would.
Everybody's wondering why this is being given away for free, and I had not heard that information from MIT and Harvard, but it made me think about that. The primary thing I was calling in about being Freedom Friday is something I've been thinking about for a couple of weeks, and that is, you know how we've got counties in eastern and southern Oregon want to secede and join greater Idaho. I was thinking a simpler method would be, why don't we just expel the counties that make up the Portland metro area who control what goes on in the state anyway? And we can enjoy Oregon for ourselves.
Well, that would be nice to be able to enjoy Oregon for ourselves.
I just figured we can take out all the legislators from that are doing stupid things in Salem, and we can take out the representatives in Washington who are voting for stupid things back there, and just for good measure, let's get rid of the two senators as well.
Oh, from your lips to God's ears, I pray. Hey, by the way, who is this, if you don't mind?
Oh, my name's Dave.
Hi, Dave. All right, we'll make sure that I know who you are next time you call. And by the way, I appreciate Dave. Thank you for calling, and it's, you know, the people in, I don't blame anybody who lives in one of those counties that has voted as a county to join Greater Idaho. I don't blame them at all for doing it. I don't see that as a realistic possibility, to be honest with you. But, you know, maybe it happens someday. Maybe it does.
I live in a county that is not one that's looking to secede. And unfortunately, that means I'd still have to live and put up with the stupidity out of the Portland area.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know.
All right, have a great weekend, Jeff.
I appreciate it very much. 503-589-1220. That's a great example of an issue you just want to get off your chest, that or just a point you want to make. And that's the whole point of Freedom Friday. You got something like that you want to talk about? Give me a call. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Gail. Gail, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. Oh, I was going to maybe add something to this mRNA, but I thought I would rather go to the audit. Oregon does not have an audit yet, but they're still trying to get an audit. And maybe you've been following that, Jeff, but I see that they have a call for a Patriot that has Excel or spreadsheet capabilities that is willing to volunteer their time. And they may find that within the chat, but I thought I would put it out there. They're targeting four counties right now: Lynn, Jackson, Ubatella, Omiam Hill, and they need someone to set up something that can track their progress. And so, if we have a Patriot out there, I don't know quite how to connect them, whether they go to you and you go to the Oregon.
That is the question I was going to ask you. I know there is someone who's heading up that effort here. I just don't know how to get to them. If you can give me that information. And folks, if you are someone, as Gail has described, and you want to participate in an actual audit, but the way they've done it in Arizona, assuming we could get that done, then, yeah, contact me. Send me an email, jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. And, Gail, will you try to find that data for me, to who to contact?
Yeah, I will. And I'm part of the chat, but I haven't had time to respond. But I saw that. And so the audit is not taking place. They're trying to get it to take place. They're trying to find people who are willing to come on board and help that happen. So that's where they're at right now. But yes, I will send you something.
All right, Gail, thank you so much. I do appreciate that very much. There's another example of Freedom Friday. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Phil. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I got a couple of things I want to get to you today. There's a bombshell lawsuit charged with vaccine deaths being concealed. The suit was filed on behalf of the American Frontline Doctors and U.S. Court for Northern District of Alabama. It's based on a sworn statement by a federal insider under federal whistleblower protection. I'll be 66 tomorrow, and I have not taken a shot, and I will not take the shot. So I'm not sure where that's going or how that's going to turn out.
So this is a lawsuit by physicians in federal court? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It's listed under American Frontline Doctors in U.S. Court for Northern District of Alabama.
Okay, American Frontline Doctors. I will find that.
Yeah, if you don't mind. And I got one more tip.
Yes.
Real quick. Oregon's ballot initiative would ban animal agriculture, hunting, and fishing as petition 13. I guess they have the supporters have till June 22nd, 2022 to collect 112,000 ballot signatures. So it'll show up on November 2022 voter. I'm not sure if you know anything about that, or that would end up a lot of rural communities' way of living, I guess.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I did find numerous articles, by the way, about America's Frontline Doctors filing this lawsuit. I'll take a quick look at it. Thank you. Yes. Bill, for that. Hey, that's Clark. Clark, hang on through the break. I'll get you on the other side.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go to Clark. It is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news, and I will try to read it on the air. Because what you say and what you think about is important. Michael writes me an email, says, this COVID bee, says, my panties are on fire. This COVID bees is just like the Chicken Little story. Yep, the sky is falling and has already hit us on our heads. Funny, ain't it? Lee writes about the fluid truth. The fluid truth means that the concept of truth can have different definitions, different meanings to a variety of people. If you don't like it, just change the meaning. Have you ever wondered why there is a big push to get the shot, to wear a mask? I challenge you to look up the definition of pandemic and the death rates of the last 5 to 7 years. Then try to remember when you were barraged to get a flu shot in the past. Remember the flu is responsible for many deaths? Look it up. Do this research with an open mind, asking the simple question, why? Who benefits? And ask yourself why you believe what you believe is true. Are your beliefs connected to a book or just a product of your upbringing? When you hear something that you believe is wrong, why do you think it's wrong? If you don't know the truth, they can tell you a lie so many times you will believe it, similar to how many times a day you hear about getting a shot and wearing a mask. Well said. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor you can trust. Don't take my word for it. Go to his website and read the fantastic reviews, people who are very satisfied customers. RighteousRenovations.com. That's the website, RighteousRenovations.com. Clark, let's go to you. Thanks for hanging on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm wondering if we should get to a situation here, which many of us probably will, where we need to enlist the services of an attorney to represent us, to prevent us from getting these this Fauci-ouchy series of shots. What type of attorney would we go for? A medical malpractice guy or...
Well, yeah, maybe.
And how would we know if... Another problem I can see with that would be if the attorney himself has taken the shots, then he's probably not going to represent you very aggressively. It seems like a real minefield.
Well, it does, and it worries me. I mean, you would have to have lawyers who are pretty sharp, and I mean, if you think about it, you're going to sue the federal government. I mean, that's not easy to do, but it's done every day, to be honest with you, and some people have been very successful at it. So I guess we'll just have to watch it, right?
And why is it that Fauci isn't called out? I expect maybe Rand Paul would be the guy that would do this. Why isn't he called out? I've read and heard in a number of places that he has patents on some of these vaccines, and he's making a lot of money off of this whole thing. So there's a conflict of interest there to me, and he should remove himself completely from having any say over what goes on with it. No?
No, totally. In fact, I think that if that is in fact the case and that he is benefiting financially, he should not only be fired, but I believe that's a violation of federal law. He needs to be prosecuted for it. More importantly, the man has zero credibility. But here's the problem, Clark, is that unless you and I point out the discrepancies, the flip-flops of this man time and time again to the people who are not listening, they'll never know it. Because they don't see the flip-flops on NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. They don't see it on any of that because none of this reporting is being done. They don't know that Fauci may, in fact, have a financial interest in all of this. And that's why it's so important that we do what is the mission, try to accomplish the mission of this radio show. And that is very simply this. Try to educate, persuade the persuadable. Clark, thank you. Appreciate you sounding off today. 503-589-1220. You got a couple of minutes left before the end of the show today. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talking. You heard Rebecca Donaldson earlier. She's the gold-winning real estate broker who was voted the best of the Willamette Valley. She can help you find a home, and that's a good thing. 503-269-0747. That's her number. 503-269-0747. Or she has a website. Check it out online. So all one word is RebeccasGotHouses.com. That's Rebecca's with an S, RebeccasGotHouses.com. Check it out. More emails on Freedom Friday. Julie writes an email. Vaccines do not kill anything. They set up an immunity which copies the situation of having a particular disease. AstraZeneca could easily have lost money. It is a British company. Therefore, the tax laws are different. Okay, there you go. Maybe you're right, Julie. This was used in Europe and not here. It was recalled several times. The misnamed vaccine isn't really traditional vaccine as the smallpox or polio vaccines are. Illegal aliens carry many diseases, including an antibiotic-resistant TB, tuberculosis, which is a larger worry. By the way, that's been documented, and Julie's right about that. She continues, because this is highly contagious and does not attenuate like COVID Delta does from the original disease, which is more contagious but less lethal. Corby writes the shot and COVID. Morning, Jeff. What we're seeing on large scale is medical malpractice. I was denied a routine medical test from Kaiser Permanente because I wouldn't take a COVID test, and the medical test had nothing to do with COVID. Is the medical personnel being dumbed down, paid off, or suffering mind control? They sure aren't practicing medicine and looking out for our best interests. Scary to think that when we really need them, they curled up in a ball and hid. There are some great doctors trying to blow the whistle, but they're being silenced. What's going on is all part of the agenda. Look up Moderna and the Pfizer websites. They aren't hiding their agenda. Read between the lines. I've sent you several things on this. Post them for others if you want. Thank you, Corby. And yes, you have. And I appreciate that. I've also appreciated the heads up about America's frontline doctors filing this lawsuit against the U.S. government for over 45,000 COVID vaccine deaths. So some doctors are pushing back. In Oregon, what that means is you're going to get threatened with the loss of your license to practice. Hey, I told you this earlier on the show. Columbia County court here in Oregon shot down, this is an Oregon Firearms Federation missive report from yesterday, shot down every town for gun safety, Mike Bloomberg's New York lawyers, and the usual gaggle of state worshipers, and upheld the county's Second Amendment sanctuary ordinance, an ordinance that the county commissioners in Columbia County tried to torpedo. And I'll have a link to that, because it actually shows, yep, that they were unable to prove to the court anything that they were asserting. That's good. It's a win for us in our Second Amendment rights. Friends, be hopeful that we can turn Oregon around one person at a time, and that's the mission of this show, and I hope that you take it to heart. Keep praying, keep fighting and believing. Gail, thanks for the link. Have a marvelous weekend. Stay cool today.